The 2-0 pitch swung on, ripped towards right center field. It's deep on the run and unable to get it is Acuna. It's going to land at the base of the wall. Bohm's coming into third. The ball checked up at the wall. Bohm's being waved around third. There'll be no throw to the plate. And Max Kepler delivers an RBI double and the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
Well, it's all they needed. But the Phillies did get one more run later in the game and ended up winning that game 2-0. I'll tell you what I couldn't believe near the end of the game. Couldn't believe.
That it was a walk-home situation for the second run. That was pretty cool.
That the Braves pitcher wouldn't just throw a fastball. I mean, he kept throwing all these.
You mean to JT?
To both of them, JT and Rojas. He just kept throwing, what was it, sliders?
It looked like his fastball was working, too. I mean, guys were swinging through it. Missing.
He didn't throw a fastball, I think, until he was 3-0 on
it was weird.
To Rojas. It's like, dude.
He's like Kirkring. Throw your fastball more, man. But not on our team.
Especially against Rojas. What are the chances Rojas is going to hit it?
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Rojas hits now, man. You know what? I take that back. I take my statement, my disparaging Rojas statement, I take it back. I was trying to just be supportive of what you said, and I no longer feel that way because he's actually playing better.
I don't believe in him.
Well, I can't say I believe in him either, but I believe in him more than what I did a year ago at this time.
Here's my statement on the center field spot.
He's been a better offensive weapon.
He's batting .253 all of a sudden, though. I mean, he was batting .310 or whatever recently.
It's dropped off, but still, when he gets on, it is exciting to think about the possibilities with the speed that he can provide.
Yeah. My statement is, I hope they have a new center fielder for the playoffs. That's my statement. All right, Terry Bradshaw made a statement yesterday. So did Charles Barkley. Both got something off their chest you could tell they feel passionate about. Two Hall of Famers, different sports. Let's start with Bradshaw, who, of course, you know, all-time Steeler great, one of like 30 million Hall of Famers from the 1970s with Pittsburgh, won four Super Bowls. To say he does not want Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers would be an understatement. Here's Bradshaw on a Pittsburgh radio station yesterday.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. That is just to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
go somewhere and
chew on bark and. And whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
How great is that? Go chew on bark.
It's a joke, he said. That was aggressive. Good for him.
I admire Bradshaw for keeping it real. A lot of people at the national level are placid with how they present.
I was surprised when he said that.
Aaron Rodgers has moved into this separate category where everyone despises the way he handles business.
I think that's right.
He really is.
He's got a target. No one supports Aaron Rodgers.
Single person that
cares. Pat McAfee.
Oh,
Pat McAfee.
Good
point. That's it.
Yeah,
that's one person supports Aaron Rodgers.
The craziest thing is all the stories yesterday was he didn't report to OTAs, and I go, did I miss him signing with somebody? I was like, what did I miss?
Yeah.
So bizarre. All right, so that's Bradshaw. Now let's get to Charles Barkley. You might remember. 2 or 3 months ago, Barkley made a whole point saying ESPN's screwing up, talking about the Lakers all the time. They're completely ignoring the Thunder, who are the best team in basketball. By the way, they very much look like the best team in basketball, and I would strongly put my money on them to win the title. I don't think Indiana's going to win it, but, you know, we'll say. Obviously, you might not know Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He obviously isn't known as well around here as other players, but he's an outstanding player.
He's the MVP.
He's the MVP. But, I mean, rarely has there been an MVP.
I had the same thought.
Less Sixers fans have watched play.
I had the same thought. Right? I was like, I bet you a lot of people have not seen him play. I mean, right there with you.
Probably not since the 1970s, if I had to guess, has there been an MVP that less Philadelphia fans have actually seen the guy play. All right. So he's a great player. He's one of, you know, a handful at the top of the league, clearly. And Barkley made a point yesterday, circled back to the ESPN thing, because SGA, that's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and his team, the Thunder, have a shot to go to the finals tonight, and they probably will. And here's something Barkley said yesterday.
OKC is the best team in the NBA. I've been telling y'all that for 2 months. Hey, ESPN, I love you guys. Don't try to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Joker, and Giannis. You can't give it to people. They have to take it. And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it.
I love that last line.
Nice. It is.
Right?
The crazy thing.
Because that's the way
it,
that generation was wired. That generation was wired. You got to get it done. You haven't gotten it done until you've gotten it done, and go take it, and
he's
then I'll give you props.
Wrong. As like 2 months, two, 3 months ago, there were people on ESPN, I'm watching it going, I just don't believe in an OKC. Yeah. And I'm going, you're going to feed me these other teams with these guys who are 40 years old? I mean, stop.
The only thing I'll say in ESPN's defense and people that doubted OKC, the Cleveland Cavaliers had a very similar season, and they got bounced really quick in the playoffs. So, you know.
But I don't think they have a player like
they don't.
Like SGA.
Yeah. They do not.
So there's a slight difference.
There is a difference.
And the funny thing, Anthony Edwards, was he 22 or 23? Yeah. He's already been to two conference finals, for what it's worth. So he is on his way, too. I just don't think he's at SGA level yet. I agree with Barkley.
I agree.
But.
And by the way, craziest thing for those that don't know about SGA, history related to, call it the Sixers now. He got traded for Paul George.
Sure did.
6 years ago.
Well, have you seen that? That's been a big thing on like NBA Reddit. If it's Pacers Thunder, it's two teams that built their teams on the back of trading Paul George.
Correct.
It's not going to work out well for us,
Jake.
I
love that.
Correct.
Also, Pacers Thunder, that would be like the smallest market NBA Finals matchup, maybe. I don't know about ever, but
maybe.
In a long time. Like,
ratings
no New
disaster.
York,
oh,
no,
it's awful.
Yeah, oh, terrible. No L.A. Like, that's, I mean, I'll watch it, but.
I also think it won't be a very close series. I think OKC
think the Thunder
would.
Will.
I think they would smoke them.
Yeah,
I do.
I think they're going to win.
That Chet Holmgren guy's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they bring in waves of dudes, man.
But has anyone ever looked more breakable than Chet Holmgren?
It's unbelievable. I feel like Sean Bradley.
Breakable.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Sean Bradley.
His legs are
going to
snap
breakable.
When he's running down the
but
court.
But he actually was breakable. Like, Chet Holmgren is not. He actually gets out there and plays.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's extremely skilled.
That's crazy.
Extremely skilled.
How can you coordinate appendages that are that far away from your body?
No, he's really good, man.
Man.
All right, let's go to the phones. Time's yours, which should be something on the Bryce Harper thing coming up in a few minutes. Nick right now in Hillsboro. Nick, good morning.
Yeah, I can't believe what I'm hearing about this whole Bryce Harper situation. Let me paint you a picture. What if tonight in the fourth inning, Kyle Schwarber's up 1-2 count, and because of what happened over the last 3-4 days with our best player getting hit, if I'm a Braves pitcher, I'm saying, you know what? I can come high and tight inside because if one gets away from me, they're not going to do anything.
Correct.
So what if Schwarber gets hit tonight? Then are we allowed to retaliate, or are we still non-Neanderthals that have evolved in the game of baseball that don't do anything? Like, where's the line? Like,
Nick, it took 3 hours and 42 minutes for someone to truly preach what I'm trying to say. God bless you, sir.
It's unbelievable. Tomorrow morning, Ronald Acuna needs to wake up with a grapefruit-sized purple welt directly on his ass. Somebody throw at this guy tonight and sit him down. It's ridiculous because it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop.
Look, you and I are aligned, bud, 1,000,000%. I love your passion. All right, Nick, give me an answer for the best debate that's been out there.
Anybody say nature versus nurture?
No.
It's a great answer.
It's a good answer as well. So that's an interesting one. I mean,
that's on the bigger scale of the debates.
Yeah. I was thinking we might be going Pete Rose, nature, nurture, big one as well. Let's get Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question, as we've been discussing all show. Knowing that Spencer Strider hit Bryce, do you want to see the Phillies? Not do you think they will. Do you want to see the Phillies retaliate by hitting a Braves player, yes or no? John, how do people vote on this one?
85% say yes.
68% say yes. Hmm. And James, just to be clear, you are saying yes under the right circumstances.
If I thought Spencer Strider hit us on purpose, I will retaliate.
Well, you don't know that.
No, I know. I don't think he did. My point is, the manager of the Phillies, my opinion in this situation is that he did not do it on purpose. I'm not retaliating.
And as a fan, you do not want them to hit a Brave.
I want to win games. First and foremost, that is my primary objective is to win games. Like I said, if it's 8-2 and they plunk them, I'm not going to like get upset about
it. Hold on. I need an answer. Do you want to see them hit a Brave or not?
I'd rather they win games, so I'll say no. But I don't want it to be their intent. Like, don't worry about hitting people. Worry about winning games. If it plays out, it plays out.
But if it's 8-0 and you got a shot, do you want them to take it?
I'm not going to say I want them to take
Joe
it.
Ross?
Because I'm not going to say I want them to take it. Like, I'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I want it, but I'm not going to say it. I'm like
poor
indifferent.
Joe Ross.
Okay, so you don't want them to hit a Brave.
I legitimately always forget about Joe Ross. I don't know why.
Yeah, like, I want Joe
I forget
Ross to go
until
hit
he
everybody.
Comes out of the bullpen
yeah, that's
occasionally.
Fine.
I would like everybody Joe over Ross. The age of 40 to recognize that James Seltzer does not want the Phillies to hit a Brave.
I'm indifferent about it is what I'm saying.
And I want everyone over the age of 60 to know that James Seltzer is officially, quote, indifferent.
Yeah,
about it.
That's good.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the saying?
Get the 60 the septuagenarians after me. Thank you.
Have you ever heard the saying, sometimes the best response is no response?
No, never.
No.
I think that
turn the other cheek is in the
wrong
Bible.
Place. And I'm okay with it.
Devin, you are in
Devin,
the wrong
what would Jesus
place.
Say? Turn Devin, the other cheek.
Devin, what's softer than soft?
You.
Devin Kane.
Great answer.
Devin Kane. You kind of got me. You got me with the same punchline, but you get the point. All right, second poll question, John. We'll get into this more in another show. Is Jalen Hurts a tier one elite NFL quarterback, yes or no?
I'm going to say 65% say yes.
73% say yes. Well, we'll tee that up another day. Pro Football Focus had him as a tier two.
What do you say, Joe?
I say he is not.
I'm shocked.
I say he is not.
Shocking.
But I do think tier two is the appropriate tier. I look forward to seeing Jaden Daniels play more to see who's better.
I think it's offensive to lump Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels in the same category.
Oh, I don't.
After one season of Jaden Daniels playing.
I mean, I got to see the guy play more, but I think he's really, really good.
But we've seen this C.J. Stroud after 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Now, Jaden Daniels was better, but we were all like, wow, C.J. Stroud. Then he took a step back. Yeah. These guys usually take a step back.
Jalen is so much more accomplished than him.
That's a different
Josh
topic.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, the way they've turned it over, why are they considered more elite?
I mean, after Mahomes, Jalen has two more Super Bowl appearances than anyone else in that group.
We'll do it another show, but the answer is because there's more around Jalen Hurts and these other quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That is true, offensively and defensively. I mean, that's what people assess. All right, so we'll get into that more another show. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, I've been looking forward to time's yours all day. Frankly, since last night. You know, when Bryce gets hit by Strider, you know it's going to light up the time's yours line, which is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with time's yours.
Rob Thompson is a wimp. His most important player gets drilled in the elbow, agonizing on the ground, and he doesn't come out and scream for Strider to get kicked out. What a wimp.
I would also remind people for time's yours calls tomorrow at 215-238-4500. It was James Seltzer who said he is, quote, indifferent.
Yep.
To the situation.
Yeah, call.
So, give Seltzer the business tomorrow.
I will say, what is it, like 98% of calls have said Plunkum? It's been pretty much every caller.
For the most part, yeah.
You know, it's really amazing how such a delicate flower like Joe DeCamera wants to break a guy's ribs for what I consider to be an accidental hit. Come on, Joe. You're real brave, yet they call you the delicate flower. Time's yours.
Whoa. Yeah. To be clear,
tough.
I don't want to break
when it's someone
Acuna's
else
ribs. I want Wheeler to handle business. I'm the you go handle that kind of guy.
You absolutely have to retaliate. You got to whiz one by Acuna Jr.'s head. Have to retaliate.
Now, no head. I'm not advocating head. I would not advocate that and do not in this case. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's talk to Jay. He is calling from Bear, Delaware. Good morning, Jay.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Jay?
First time caller, man. It's so cool to be on. But
that's awesome.
Thanks for listening to the show and calling us.
Of course, bro. Look, listen. If this was Jalen Hurts behind the offensive line and he get hit late, what's going to happen? They're going to go crazy for their quarterback.
Yeah, guys like Mulata certainly would have gotten in someone's face for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So how come the Phillies, your top guy goes down and we just going to sit there and just let it happen. We ain't chirping. We ain't doing nothing. So that's why for me, it's like, yo, we got to step it up. We got to represent, you know, show that Philly toughness, show that grit that we're known for. So I honestly,
I got to tell you, Jay, I may even sign Jason Peters for this next game.
The bodyguard.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
Joe Ross to the minor leagues for one game. Jason Peters, let's rock and roll.
There you go. Let's go take somebody's head off. No, let's take somebody's wrist.
You think Jason Peters throws hard?
I think Jason Peters, I would have Jason Peters as the first baseman. So when a guy charges the mound, Jason Peters.
Yeah. I felt that.
Could you imagine Jason Peters coming after you? The man, I mean, you're calling from Bear, Delaware, Jay. Jason Peters is like a bear.
Yeah, I don't want to see him, man. I
all right, Jay, give me an answer, pal. Give me a great debate. What do you got?
Did somebody say LeBron and Jordan?
No, been waiting for that one. Great good answer, big answer. Ree, if you get to have one Flyer post-1980, so not Dave Schultz, one Flyer since 1980 to fight the fight, who is it?
Oh, to fight the fight.
To fight the fight.
Oh, and you're taking Schultz from me.
Yeah, no Schultzy.
Taka could be physical.
The correct answer.
Donald Brashear.
The correct.
Oh. I got Brashear.
The
I
correct think it's Brashear. Answer
I had
is.
The Brashear jersey back
you guys
in
disappoint me. Listen, I love Brashear. Loved, you know, Berube. The correct answer is Dave Brown.
So Dave Brown's a good one, too.
The correct answer is Dave Brown. Now, Antoski had his moment. He even had the animal in the minor leagues. They never did bring him up. I always wanted to see the animal
fight.
Yeah,
you can't count the animal. He was a nut.
It was always like, if you step out of line, we'll bring the animal up from the minor leagues. That was amazing. All right, we're turning to really fast. We're looking for the best debate. What is it? Mark, give me an answer for a great debate.
If Pluto is a dog, what's Goofy?
Wow. I thought it was going to be as Pluto
planet.
A planet.
Yeah.
Barbara at Lafayette Hill. Barbara, we got to move fast. You can win Phillies tickets. Give me a big-time debate.
Don't have one.
All right. Barbara, give us a 15-second point on the Phillies.
Strider, his first opening statement was he thought he was wearing an elbow guard.
Yep.
That says he has intent.
I thought the same thing. It was a very astute observation by you, Barbara. I thought the same thing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's actually, I didn't realize that.
It may not be to hit him, but it could be to pitch inside. Barbara, I thought the same thing. Great point. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for a great debate. Not looking for things so much in the mystery category, but things that people drill down on. So what stands out? Pete Rose Hall of Fame. Toilet paper, how to position it.
Jordan LeBron's huge.
Jordan LeBron's
nature
big.
Nature nurture.
Yeah. Nature nurture is big. I love that one.
Does size matter?
Yeah. It's a debate. It's talked about.
Maybe cut that.
I feel like Joe good point. I think Joe brings that up a lot, you know.
I do?
I mean, you like to do innuendos, you know.
Innuendos. I mean,
seems very
fan
important.
Of, you know, making.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Comments about a certain, you know, fella.
Nick Foles, God bless him. All right, let's all just say which one. I'm going Pete Rose, John.
Boy, I don't know. Jordan LeBron was good, but there were other great ones.
Nature nurture.
I'm going Jordan nature LeBron. Nurture.
I want nature nurture.
Yeah, I'm nature nurture too.
Okay, it's 2-1. Devin, what do you got?
I was going to go toilet paper.
Okay, 2-1-1. Ray, what do you got?
The toilet paper one. That elicited the most response.
Yeah, okay, fine. Then it's 2-2. Yeah. And now I'll break the tie because now you guys are toilet paper versus nature nurture, to which I'll go nature nurture.
Shocking.
Congratulations, Nick. Congratulations. Nick, you have won the tickets to see the Phils coming up in 2 weeks. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Obviously, all eyeballs on the Phils game tonight if it gets played. We'll react tomorrow if it gets played. If not, talk about something else. Have a great rest of the day. You know what's up ahead. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.